This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh school taxes will be going up by 6.2% next year. The school board had talked about increasing them by 12%, then limiting the mill rate increase to just 4% due to the economy. But final numbers from the state showed the district would get about $2 million less in state aid and will have to pay for more voucher students. A typical home will pay $907 in school taxes next year for every $100,000 evaluation. River Valley Church will be moving from High Street to an office building on Washburn. The Common Council agreed to change the zoning on Washburn from commercial to institutional for that property. The council also has sent the Red Earth apartment building project back to the Plan Commission for a second look. Red Earth has told the city that building three-story buildings the council approved makes the project financially unfeasible. The city plans to meet with neighbors opposed to the project. Red Earth wants the apartment buildings to be four stories high. Page 2, congratulations to Musa Seat Metal on their move, the Oshkosh company expanding. They've opened a second production facility just outside of Madison in Windsor. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is encouraging residents to safely dispose of any unused medications. Saturday is National Drug Take-Back Day. Unused prescriptions can be deposited at the Oshkosh Police Department and other locations around town. City officials are reminding us that Tuesday's hours for trick-or-treating 5 till 7. Many sources have published the wrong information over the last 2 weeks. This Saturday, the Public Museum is holding a second annual Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead celebration. It runs from 11 till 4. It's absolutely free. And the deadline to get your sturgeon spearing license application into the DNR is next Tuesday, Halloween. Turning to sports, Lourdes Academy plays its second-round football playoff game at Randolph coming up on Friday night. And UW Oshkosh plays its homecoming football game on Saturday. They'll take on UW Stevens Point. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.